Behind every song is a voice, and every voice is a story. The journeys behind the voices brings life to the music that shapes each of us. Brought to you by Visible Music College and in partnership with the largest online Christian music site, New Release Today. This is Behind the Tunes, and I am your host, Austin Black. Together, we will explore those journeys, the journeys behind the artists that shape the landscape of today's music. We're today on Behind the Tunes. Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios here with Tim Foreman. You may know him from Switchfoot. We've got a solo project now, Bongo Chico. Learn all about that at bongochico.com. Tim, thanks for hanging out today, man.
Hey, it's good to be here.
Now, you're in sunny California. I'm in rainy Memphis right now, so I can see that behind you. So I'm a little bit jealous.
Yeah.
A little bit jealous what you got going on there.
I am showing off right now, but it was raining this morning, so you know.
All right. Well, maybe
if that builds a bridge between us, I don't know.
We'll see. Well, hey, I'll cross that bridge. Well, you're a San Diegan here, longtime guy in San Diego. I like to learn a little bit about the places you guys are from, and so I got some fun facts. Let's see how well you know your own town there. Are you familiar with the Giant Dipper, the roller coaster at Belmont Park?
Yes, I am.
Have you
you're
ridden
talking
it?
like you're talking like in my neck of the woods?
Yes, your neck of the woods. Have you ridden the Giant Dipper?
Yeah, of course.
I need to know, should I ride the Giant Dipper?
I mean, I feel like you should ride every roller coaster you have the chance to ride. That's my final answer.
Well, that's a good answer, but I'll be honest with you, I've read a little bit about the fact that this roller coaster is on the historic registry and is a wooden roller coaster, and so I may need a little bit of convincing before I do it.
That just ups the thrill count, you know what I'm saying?
I used to, like, when I would get on rides, you know, go to theme parks or whatever, I'd be like, you know, you'd psych yourself up, like, you know, nobody dies on these things, right? Nobody dies on this. They wouldn't let you do it if you died on it. And then the internet comes out, and you realize, like, yeah, people die. People do die on these things. So
there's more people than you realize. Yep.
But but not on the Giant Dipper.
But here we are still, like, getting on the freeway every day, and you know,
I'm the list of things that to worry about. Roller coaster's not on my list.
All right, I'm with you. All right. Also, there in San Diego, you got the Whaley House. Have you heard of the Whaley House?
No.
All right. Some people are, speaking of thrills, Tim, some people call this the most haunted house in the country.
Okay, tell me more.
That's all I know. It's the one.
Do you know what color it is, perchance?
Let's see. We can do this. This is a show where we can just do whatever we want. It's the Whaley House Museum in San Diego. It's a brick. It's a brick structure.
Okay. There's a couple of houses we used to sneak into. I was wondering if it was one of those, but no.
Here's what I'm thinking. Bongo Chico release. You sneak into the Whaley House. Do a song with some of our closest old friends.
Right, there you go.
Something to think about. And then last but not least about San Diego, do you and your family recognize and celebrate Tony Hawk Day on May 29th?
Well, I do celebrate Tony Hawk every day. you're talking about San Diego legend, and not just San Diego. I mean, hyper-local to my area of San Diego, North County. I ran into him at the grocery store just the other day. You know?
Did you really?
Yeah, we're very proud of our Tony Hawk around these parts.
I love that. And hey, not to be outdone, the Bongo Chico record comes out May the 30th. Isn't that right?
There you go.
So
yeah, in honor of Tony Hawk.
Yeah, the day at Tony Hawk. My gosh, what a run San Diego is about to have, man! Tony Hawk Day followed up by Bongo Chico.
I mean, and if you really get technical, like here in San Diego, the record comes out at 9 p.m. on the 29th.
You're sneaking it in.
So it's actually on his birthday. Yeah.
Well, this is a fun thing. So we're gonna. So here's what I'm thinking: Bongo Chico release celebration at the Whaley House with Tony Hawk. Off we go. I think that's it.
Yeah, maybe finish up at the mega ramp or something like that.
Yeah, I think I don't, maybe we can call people at the Belmont Park to get a giant dipper ride in before
Yeah,
11:59.
little after hours ride. I like
Too funny.
it.
All right. Again, we were with Tim Foreman on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Check out his solo project, bongochico.com. But we're not here to talk about just San Diego, Tim. Let's talk about you a little bit. What got you into playing music to begin with?
I don't think there's a time I can remember that I wasn't playing music. It was that kind of house that I grew up in. Both my parents are musicians, not professionally, but it was just, and in fact, that kind of played into the fact that music was such a normalized thing. It wasn't like an exotic thing. It was like, yeah, everyone picks up an instrument and you play. And I think because of that, the idea of doing music as a living was like not even something that seemed real to my brother and I. We were very kind of skeptical of it for a long time because all of our musical heroes were in bands that like played in garages around San Diego and put out an album or two and worked a real job. And we kind of kept thinking that we were going to finish school, and the Switchfoot thing just kind of took off. And I'm so thankful. Because I know that's not normally how it goes,
That's right. I do have a question for you. I had your brother on, I don't remember, a year or so ago, and I got his perspective on this, and because I thought it was a fascinating story, and I'd love to get your perspective on it too, because the beautiful letdown, we almost never heard that record. It almost never came, it was almost not to be.
That's right.
As you,
It was almost just a letdown.
yeah. It wasn't even beautiful. It was just oh, that's too good. So before it was the beautiful letdown, it was just the letdown. From your perspective, like I remember him telling me, he said, we just thought we're gonna put this record out, and then that's gonna be it. That's the end of Switchfoot. We're just gonna go get real jobs and move on with our lives and go surfing, all those kind of things. For you during that season, kind of what was your perspective? Was it heartbreaking? Was it, well, this is just kind of the path run? What was it like for you during that season when it was just the letdown and not yet beautiful?
Well, I think you have to start by it was beautiful because we made this record that we wanted to make. We thought it was going to be our last record. And so that's a great kind of premise to make a record. We've tried to kind of uphold that premise since, kind of hold our feet to the fire of like, well, if you've got one more thing that you want to say, now's the time to say it, Musically, lyrically, all of it. But with that record, it was as real as it gets. We were like, well, we put out three albums, super thankful. Most of our heroes, like I said, didn't even get to make a third record, let alone a fourth. But we were starting families and still playing really small clubs, that sort of thing, and kind of time to maybe move on with our lives. So we went in to make one last record. Super proud of how we made it. Did it really quick, 17 days, recorded, mixed, everything. And then we started getting calls from some record companies that had heard the record. And it kind of became this blissful ride of like, oh my gosh, childhood dreams coming true. Signed to a major label, right when you were about to hang it up. I mean, doesn't get any better than that. And we fly to New York, and it's just kind of like they're whining and dining us, And we play the showcase for the head guy at the label, and he's not the guy that signed us. He's the guy that needs to believe in it, though. And he hears two songs and walks out in the middle of the second song, which was a song called "Dare You to Move," and dropped us, So we get off stage just like pumped. We felt like it was a good show, and our manager looks like just white-faced, and he's like, well, it wasn't a good show. I mean, it was, but you got dropped. And so that's when it became just a letdown. And yeah, and we kind of, a lot of soul searching of like, well, we're back to where we were of like, maybe it's time to move on with our lives. And decided, well, let's go ahead and put it out anyways, on an indie label, and and then we'll move on with our lives. And it just kind of picked up speed from there. And I think the two ends of the story, the beautiful and the letdown, really kind of came together in a beautiful way.
Isn't it incredible that obviously that name, was there before that whole roller coaster, and it couldn't have fit any more perfectly.
I'm a big believer in naming things, only just because we've experienced that quite a few times. Like if you name a song, trying to think of an example, like The Hardest Art, that's a song that we released. When you name things with a name that's like ominous like that, it really comes back to bite you. And like that song, for example, was like 2 weeks of working on it to try and figure it out, and we've had that happen a number of times. So here's my songwriting tip: name your song something like "Best Day
That's
Ever."
what I'm saying. Yeah, if you guys were named Beautiful Letdown, everything's perfect. This is an easier story,
Yeah, everything is awesome.
That's right. That's right.
By your bed, you fold your hands and bow your head, throwing out another prayer in faith. When you're wondering if he's hearing you, look at me, I'm living proof. I'm only right where I am today because somebody prayed. So I hit my knees because I've seen all. Looks like somebody prayed. For the child of God is far from home, the one who thinks they're too far gone. I'm throwing out another prayer in faith. Worn out altars, tear stained pews. Still, I won't give up on you. I believe that anything can change when somebody prays. Somebody prayed. I've seen miracles come from feeble words. I've seen hospital rooms turned into cathedrals. I've seen freedom come to the prisoner. You can't tell me that prayer don't work. So every night there by your bed, fold your hands and bow your head. Not a single word you've ever said in vain, 'cause he hears everything. So I hit my knees 'cause I've seen all heaven move. I pray, Father, please, 'cause I've
mountains move, I say, looks like somebody prayed. Even though I walk through the valley, sometimes it feels like I crawl through the valley. But I got a promise that I hold on tight to. I can't lose when I'm right beside you. Yeah, gotta know the plans you have for me when my cup is overflowing. So while I'm in the in between, I'ma live my life knowing if I get down, you pick me up. To me, the devil tried to make me turn away. Cause even on my worst day, yeah, if I get down, you pick me up. I'ma live my life knowing if I get down.
Tim Foreman on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Check out his solo project at bongochico.com. Tim, do you remember the first record you bought with your own money?
Yeah, it was Pennywise.
Oh, all right. So with that in mind, who were your influences growing up?
Well, it was a lot of California punk rock. We were so my dad kind of got us into some what I would call like really classically good music growing up, from the Beatles to Zeppelin and U2, you know. But then when I started discovering music for myself, you know, a little surf rat in California, it was all about punk rock, and you know, the surf videos that we were watching all day was. With all that, you know, No Effects, Offspring, Bad Religion. So yeah, there's a lot of that happening in San Diego at the time.
All right. So with that in mind, very unfair question coming. If you can open up for anybody dead or alive, and just don't overthink it, you're just there.
Uh-huh.
You know? You're just present in the day. Open up for anybody dead or alive, who would it be?
I'm overthinking it.
Is that right?
I mean, I guess. I let's go with the Beatles. Like we're living in dream world. Let's do it.
Let's do it. You know, I had somebody else on one time. I don't remember who it was now, and they said Jesus, and I thought, one, I'm sure he could be a great musician, right? Obviously, he could do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
But two, I was like, in the overthinking realm, nobody's gonna care what I do after Jesus. Like they're just waiting on Jesus, you know.
Uh-huh. That's
They're not coming
Hard
to
to
my
open
merch
for.
table. Yeah, they're not coming to my merch table. He just turned water into wine over here. They're going to buy his stuff, right? Anyway, the Beatles. So while Beatles may be big, it's not Jesus. So at least, that helps you at all.
That's
Okay.
yeah, leaving somewhere to go.
That's right. There's still some room in
Yeah,
there.
how many times can you hear the same lie before you start to believe it? The enemy keeps whispering to me. Swear these days it's all that I'm hearing. I used to know who I was. Now I look in the mirror and I'm not so sure. Lord, I don't want to listen to the lies anymore. The truth is, I am my father's child. I make him proud. So much noise living rent free in my head. Heaven finds me in a still small voice, and it sounds like grace instead. You remind me who I am when I look in the mirror, and I'm not so sure. Lord, I don't want to listen to the lies. The truth is, I am my father's child. I make him proud and I make him smile. I was made in the image of a perfect king. He looks at me and wouldn't change a thing. The truth is, I am truly. But that's when I need it the most. So I'm gonna keep on singing till my soul catches up with my song. There's times when my hands go up freely, and times that it calls. And there's days when a praise comes out easy. Days when it takes all the strength I got, so I'll bring my heart fought, heart felt, been through hell, hallelujah. And I'll bring my storm tossed, torn self story to tell, hallelujah. Oh, oh, oh. 'Cause God, you've been patient, God, you've been gracious. Faithful, whatever.
I'm trying to reach for the light. Yeah, the struggle keeps me on it, and it brings down the walls of my pride.